Amen. James again. Ah, glory. James 3. Who is a wise man? Verse 13. Who is a wise man? And endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Ooh. Amen. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Amen. But the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, and good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Back to 16. For where envying strife is, there is confusion. Amen. I felt led to talk about confusion this morning. Did you hear me, Billy? You got confusion? Got any confusion in there in the tape room? Amen. Confusion this morning. Get some confusion in there in the tape room. Amen. Confusion in the church, and why? You're awful quiet. You're waiting, aren't you? You wonder what in the world I'm going to say, don't you? Amen. Turn to Daniel chapter 9. Amen. Daniel chapter 9, I'll start down with verse 4. I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. America is on a party binge this morning. Much of the church is in the same frame, same spirit. Amen. How in the world could a nation, amen, adopt and envelop a leader with such credentials as they have, amen, this week, unless they're just like him? Amen. He came out from among us, folks. Amen. He's just like the rest of the bunch. That's why, without any qualms, amen, they can vote in a man with that, with the credentials that this, I'm not against him as a man. I want to pray for him every day if I can think of it. Amen. I believe there's real hope for Bill Clinton. I'm looking for him to get a real experience with God. That's what I'm praying for. Amen. The reason things can go the way they're going, we have sinned. Neither hearkened unto thy servants the prophets which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. O Lord, verse 7, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion. Why do people have confusion? Because they deserve it. Amen. It's a quiet. I could hear a pin drop. Let's see if I... Amen. Hear a pin drop. Big pin, isn't it? Well, it didn't say what kind of pin, did it? Amen. Praise God. Oh, let me read on. Amen. I can tell. Amen. I'm getting close to home somehow or other and didn't even realize it. God just spoke this to me this morning. I don't have any better sense than to preach it. Praise God. Amen. Oh, to us belong confusion of faces at this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israelites, the church of the Old Testament, folks. Amen. That are near and are far off through all the countries where thou hast driven them because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. Listen to this eighth verse again. This is a man of God that was the holiest men that ever wore shoe leather. Amen. And here's what he said. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion. Now you might as well shell down the corn one time or another. If you got confusion, it's because to you belongeth confusion. Hallelujah. Amen. Confusion of face to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers. Why? Because we have sinned. Amen. Against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against thee. Praise God. Oh, glory. I'm talking about confusion in the church and why. Praise God. Why? What's the cause of confusion? We deserve it. Amen. We get our desserts after a while. Amen. Well, sin's a cause of confusion. Amen. James said that where envying and strife is, there is confusion. Amen. That'd be a good place to start right there. Many Christians in church, particularly, amen, some of the younger set, feel like they've got a right to be envious and filled with strife. Amen. At their peers. Hallelujah. Amen. Girls fighting over one boy. Boys fighting over one girl. Amen. Running your stupid mouth when y'all keep your mouth shut. Amen. If I didn't have anything better to talk about than that, I'd keep my mouth shut. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Talk about Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. A busybody in other men's matters, things that you don't know what you're talking about. Amen. Going off half-cocked, running off at the mouth about things that you think that you know. Amen. Don't you know the Bible said you don't know anything like you need to know it? Amen. So when you don't know the truth about the matter, you don't need to be talking. You don't need to be running your mouth off. Amen. When you don't know what you're talking about. It may be worse and it may be better than what you're talking about. But most of the time, amen, running your mouth off about something, even if it's the truth, it'd be better not talked about. Amen. Glory to God. Well, come on. I'm just following the Lord. I'm praying as I go. Amen. I'll take it as I get it. Amen. Amen. You take it as I give it. Praise God. Raise your hand. Ask the Lord to have His way this morning. Praise God. In this message today. Amen. Glory to God. Where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. Amen. What's the cause of envy? What's the cause of strife? Well, somebody thought they didn't get their just desserts. Somebody done somebody wrong. Amen. Somebody, took away something that you thought you had or should have had and gave it to somebody else. Amen. Or at least that's the report, amen, that sometimes comes out. Amen. But the real reason for envy and strife is flesh. Too much flesh in the church. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Galatians chapter 5. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Flesh gets in the way. Amen. And the works of the flesh. 17 of them, as a matter of fact. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And because the flesh gets in the way and the 17 works thereof, if you're not very careful, particularly after you've been in church for a long time, amen, and begin to take things for granted. Amen. You get to where you feel like you got a license. Amen. To do about as you please. But can we? Can we presume on God? Can we presume on the church? Can we presume on the people of God? Amen. And let the flesh go amok in the church? No. Amen. You don't have any right to hold a grudge. You don't have any right to be implacable. That means nobody can make peace or placate you. Amen. You don't have to take 6 months to get over something, neither. Praise God. It's not God's will to take 5 years to get over something. Amen. But there's some preachers, did you know? Amen. I know one young preacher took a church, amen, and he found a little something he uncovered in the church, and he stirred it up and brought it right to the pulpit. Amen. And about the time it was going to die down and get well, amen, he stirred it up again. Amen. And about the time it was going to die down and get well, he stirred it up again. Hey, I believe that old saying said, let sleeping dogs lie. Amen. He that stirreth up a matter is like a man that taketh a dog by the ears. Amen. Well, Brother Kong, how you keep from stirring up a matter? Shut up! Best advice I can give you. Shut up! Amen. And then you won't stir up the matter. Amen. Hallelujah. That's an order. Praise God. Yeah, praise God. Running your mouth 90 miles an hour. Hey, you ought to get your head in gear before you start running your mouth. Praise God. It's a good advice. Don't run your mouth till you get your head in gear. You ought to have a brain a little bit bigger than a pea before you start running your mouth. Praise God. You got a peanut brain. Bless your heart. Amen. You may not be able to help it, but you can keep your mouth shut. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Since you're not going to shout, amen, and get with me, amen, I'll just preach by myself. Praise God. Amen. What is the reason, amen, for confusion in the church? False doctrine is one reason. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Go back to God. I never did read that about the works of flesh in Galatians, but it's right there in the fifth chapter. It said the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred. Right in church. folks hating one another. Amen. You say, well, I got a right to hate. He did something to my kid. Well, hoop-de-doo. Yours is not the only kid that ever got anything done wrong to him. Amen. And if somebody did something to your kid, just average it out. If he's 15 years old, amen, average it out over 15 years, amen, and allow a little for every year, amen, and what he really deserved and didn't get, and say he got just what he deserved. Did you know we get what we deserve? We not only get what we deserve, we get what we need. Called Sister Conrad down at Allentown several years ago. Amen. She'd got her first traffic ticket. She was all brokenhearted because some guy pulled her over up here in Middletown or Monroe or somewhere and gave her a traffic ticket. Amen. Well, sad thing about it was I had to pay it. I told her just add it, amen, average it out over the years you've been driving, amen, and multiply it by divide the years into your traffic tickets that you've been driving, amen, and that's how much it costs you to speed. You're getting by pretty cheap at that. Praise God. Amen. Hey, amen, you haven't committed the unpardonable sin because you got a traffic ticket. Amen. I was riding down the road with a sheriff, the county sheriff, amen, 40 years ago. Amen. And he was driving 70 miles an hour through Arkansas, and the speed limit was 60. And he said, it's kind of hard to hold it down. This is not the deputy, this is the sheriff driving 70 miles an hour with a speed limit 60. Amen. I was with a deputy sheriff just the other day. Amen. Driving down the road 70 and 75 miles an hour. He didn't seem to mind. Amen. And he was a deputy sheriff. Amen. Speed limits are made to be broke. Amen. And you pay the price for breaking them. That's the way the state patrol gets their extra money. Amen. That's the way the police force gets their extra money. They don't want everybody to quit speeding. If they did, they'd go broke. Amen. That's the way they get their, amen, their tips, if you please. Amen. Yeah, glory to God. Amen. Don't worry about getting a speed ticket. Amen. You can get one going after milk on a Monday morning and the babies are crying and you find yourself going up the street 45 miles an hour hurrying to get some milk. Amen. I was going to get milk in Overland Park, Kansas, and the baby wasn't even crying. Up a side street, if you please. Amen. And the officer pulled me over and gave me a ticket. That early in the morning, I wasn't expecting it. I was on a side street. I was in a hurry to get back, get the milk back. We didn't have any milk for breakfast. Amen. And so I got a ticket. I paid it and helped out the local police force. Amen. The fraternal order of police called me a while back, asked me how much I wanted to donate to the fraternal order. I said, they just gave me an $81 ticket. I think that's enough. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's some laws made to be broken, and they even break them. Amen. Yeah, I know it's getting kind of quiet. Praise God. Amen. Hatred! Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hatred! Amen. Variance! Emulations! What's those emulations? Jealousies. Emulations. Envies. Where jealousies are, envies are. Amen. Amen. I got mad at Jimmy Rex Hatfield because when they passed the candy out at school, He got two pieces, and I just got one. And I whined a little bit and moaned a little bit because Jimmy Rex, amen, Jimmy Rex was my friend. I liked him for his bicycle because I didn't have one. Amen. And now Jimmy Rex, he's got two pieces of candy, and I just got one. And I complain because I just got one. That's his hard luck, not mine. We're all supposed to get one. Amen. But jealousy creeps in the church. Amen. No, hey, we wouldn't leave anybody out for anything in the world. But envyings, murders, oh my goodness, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm talking about confusion in the church and why. Amen. So I didn't read that Galatians while ago. I got carried away. Now I'll read you another in Galatians about how serious false doctrine is. Amen. Galatians 1:8. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Why? False doctrine brings confusion and division thusly in the church. Amen. It's so serious that Paul further states in Galatians, I would that they were cut off that trouble you. Amen. Cut off. Cursed. Amen. Somebody complained about me putting curses on people. I don't put no curses on people. Amen. If I can put a curse on anybody, it's because you're going against God's Word. And I didn't put it on you. You put it on yourself. Word of God carries its own curse. Amen. But somebody got a mistaken idea from somebody that I was putting curses on people. Amen. For one reason or another. Amen. I guess it's because I told them about cursing that tree over there in Kansas and amen. Went out to preach the meeting out in Richland, Virginia, and my wife called me, or I called her for a report from home. She said, we had a storm. I said, you did? What happened? She said, lightning struck that tree. I said, what tree? And she said, that tree in the back there in the corner of the neighbor's yard. And I said, I put a curse on that tree. Hallelujah. I offered to cut it for him. Amen. Because of the shade in my corn. Amen. So I just stood off and pointed at it and cursed it in the name of the Lord. And the Lord sent a storm by. Amen. And split it in two. Amen. And I guess they thought I'd go around putting curses on people. But the Bible does say, if you say to this sycamine tree, and have faith as a grain of mustard seed, be thou plucked up by the roots and cast into the sea, it shall be done. Amen. If thou shalt say to this mountain, be thou removed. Amen. It shall be done if you have the faith. I guess they got the idea that I was putting curses on people. Amen. Because I cursed that tree is shading out my corn patch. Amen. It's about to split anyway. Amen. It's destined to be blown down. The first good strong wind came by anyway. Amen. I'll tell you what. If you're split down the middle and rotten to the core, amen, it can't nobody curse you. You're already cursed. And the first strong wind that comes by, it's going to get you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Our neighbor up here, amen, is a tree that had been split by the weather. Big mulberry tree up here by the neighbor's fence before they took over the property up there. Amen. And so I didn't know who to call about it, so I called the lawyer, and he said, well, if it's a hazard, I said, first wind that comes by, first ice storm, half going to fall across the road. Said, well, if it's a hazard, go ahead and cut it. So the lawyer told me to go ahead and cut it, and Brother Davis came by, and we cut it up and made wood out of it and stacked up the brush, getting ready, amen, to burn it as soon as we got everything cleaned up. And I wasn't cleaning it up, amen, to suit some of the folks that took over afterwards, amen. And so I went by one day, and my wood was gone. First thing you did was stole my wood. Amen. And they did go ahead and burn the brush. That's what I was going to do to it. Amen. But the trees have fell across their fence three times since then. Amen. And the traffic has run against the fence three times since then and broke the fence three times, three different places. Amen. I tell you what, we bring the curse on ourselves. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you rob God of tithes and offerings, amen, I don't have nothing to do with it. The Bible said you're cursed with a curse. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in the book. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God, false doctrine is serious business. Amen. It brings judgment. Amen. But worse than that, it brings confusion and divides the church. Amen. Not only that, abuse of good things can bring confusion. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Amen. Corinthian church had all the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. They were blessed signally. Amen. Oh, how wonderfully they were blessed. But they got carried away with the gifts instead of the giver. Amen. If you get carried away with the gift instead of the giver and get to take an ego trip with the gifts at God's expense, amen, the first thing you know, you got confusion in the church. Amen. And he said in the 33rd verse, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace as in all churches. How do you keep from having confusion as a result of the abuse of the gifts? Just keep self out of it. Just keep that desire for vainglory out of it. Just keep that ego out of it. Amen. And have spontaneous worship. Do what God tells you to do. Amen. Until God moves the way He wants to. And if the Spirit chooses, praise God, to give a message in tongues, amen, there'll be an interpretation, or you can give the interpretation yourself. Amen. There are instances where people disobey God. Amen. And cause a little bit of problem. One service at the old Midway Church back at Fair, God gave me the interpretation of a message in tongues. But I didn't have the faith to give it. I had given interpretation before, but this time I was having problem having faith to give the interpretation of that message in tongues. And so I didn't give the interpretation of that message that God was trying to give to the people in tongues. Amen. And you know what? It tied up the whole service. Amen. I mean, noticeably tied up the service. I didn't think anybody knew I was supposed to give the interpretation, however. I just behaved myself and I was quiet. Amen. An old gray-haired Sister Gregory walked up to me, amen, after church and said, Brother Collins, you had that interpretation, didn't you? And there wasn't nothing I could do but hang my head and say, yes. Amen. I tied up that service, but God gave me another chance, thank God. Hallelujah. And don't you know that God gives us another chance? And as Daniel is praying here and confessing his sins and the sins of his nation and the sins of the kings and the sins of the priest, God said, I'm going to give you another chance. Praise God. Woo! Amen. And in 70 weeks, I'm going to completely restore and bring in the Messiah, and the Lord's are going to reign, and the millennium going to start. Incidentally, 69 of those weeks have already passed. Amen. Jesus was crucified at the end of the 69th week. Amen. And praise God, God called time. Whew, glory to God. What do you do at your basketball game when you want to stop the clock, huh? Amen, you call time. What are you doing your football game, amen, when you call time, huh? Amen, you stop the clock. Hallelujah. And then here comes those that dance around and sing around a little bit, you know, cheerleaders. Amen. Here comes them out on the field. Amen. Well, amen, they spend some time out there on the field. After a while, boy, the whistle blows and the clock starts again. Amen. And the game is about to go, and they've got 4 seconds to win. Amen. Folks, the clock's about to start again, and we don't have any business getting bogged down with some little old petty, worthless, amen, temporal thing that don't amount to 2 cents, amen, in view of eternity. The clock's about to start again. The whistle's about to blow, amen, and the last week of Daniel is about to take place. When the clock stopped, amen, here come the church. Amen, she waltzed out on the floor in Acts chapter 2, speaking in other tongues, going into all the world, preaching the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been singing and a shouting and a dancing and a praising the Lord. Amen. But the whistle's about to blow again, and the church is going to leave here, and he's going to get back to his unfinished business with Israel. Shortly, we all need to be getting bogged down. Amen. With confusion. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all need to be getting self out in the way. Amen. Well, he asked so and so to sing a special. He sung 2 or 3 times already, and I haven't got to sing. Just wait on your time. Your time will come. Pray through real good. Amen. Practice your song real good. Amen. Get it down pat. Ooh, glory. Amen. Learn your words. Get the message in your heart. One of these days, God's going to tap you on the shoulder, and it'll be your time to run. Hallelujah. A lot of times, though, we're like the first messenger that came to Joab, amen, to carry the message to David. He said, let me run. Let me run. Amen. He didn't have anything to tell him, but he wanted to run anyway. And a lot of times we haven't got anything to say, but we want to run anyway. He run hard, boy. He did. He got there first. Amen. All out of breath. Amen. What's the message? And he told him to stand aside. He didn't have a message. Amen. If he had it, he didn't have grace enough to give it. Amen. Boy, here come, praise God, the other fella. He come running. He was out of breath too. Amen. Is it well with the young man? Amen. And he said, may all the enemies of David be like that young man. Amen. He had the message. Even though it was bad, he had something to tell. I'd rather have a message from God, even when it's bad. Huh? Even when it's bad. Glory to God. It may not stroke the warts of every old mossback hypocrite in church. Amen. But I'd rather have a message from God, even if it's bad. I'd rather have a little something to say for Christ, even if it don't, amen, rub the cat the right way. They told Billy Sunday, amen, that his preaching rubbed the cat the wrong way. Billy Sunday said, let the cat turn around. Amen. They told one preacher, praise God, that he trod on people's feet. And he said, let them move their feet. Praise God. Isn't that silly? Just keep your feet sticking out there and let the preacher keep walking on your feet. Isn't that stupid? Amen. If you're being rubbed the wrong way, just turn around and purr. Amen. It makes a difference which way you're going, the way the preaching starts you. Amen. Daniel said, we've sinned. America needs to confess that they've sinned. But who's going to lead the way? The confession started with the holiest man in shoe leather. He said, we have sinned. To us belong confusion. The confusion in the church today across the board, amen, is well deserved. The church needs to fall on its face and say, God, we've sinned. We've not listened to your servants, the prophets. We've not done what they told us to do. We've committed iniquity. We've done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets which spake in thy name to our king, our princes, and our father, and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion. Amen. You say, I don't deserve it. Oh, yes, you do. Amen. If Daniel did, we do. Because we have sinned against thee. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned, that's why the curse comes. Because of sin. Amen. Stand with me as they come to sing. Father, help us, Lord, to be as honest and above board as Daniel and repent of our sins and honestly and truly ask God to forgive us. Oh, God, I beg in Jesus' name. Amen. America needs to repent. But if the church don't start, the sinners won't follow. If the people in the church don't lead the way, amen, they won't nobody come out of this captivity. Nobody come out of this confusion unless the church leads the way. Come on. Amen. Let's call on the Lord. Hallelujah.